Another thing that can happen when you have a concentration of birds in your yard is that you might attract hawks. Now, for me as a naturalist, having a hawk visit my yard is an exciting moment, and I thoroughly enjoy it. And I don't worry when I see a hawk actually take a bird from my bird feeding area. If you think about it, eating that chickadee is the only way that hawk's going to be able to get any of your sunflower seed at all, since hawks aren't adapted to eating seed of any kind. And this is just part of what goes on in nature. Having hawks take other birds for food is how they make their living, and it's what they do. And really, if you're offended by that, the best thing you can do for a while, perhaps, is just to remove food from the feeding area. This will disrupt the patterns of birds concentrating in your yard. It'll disrupt the pattern of the hawk visiting your yard to find birds for food. And then after a few days, you can put the food back out again and probably have the same visitors to your feeder. In general, you don't have to worry if you go away for a few days or if something happens and you're not able to put food out for the birds that visit your feeding area. They'll either go to your neighbor's feeder or they'll go to their own sources of wild natural foods. When you return perhaps from vacation or start feeding birds again, putting seed out, after a while you'll have some of the many same kinds of birds coming to your yard. I've already spoken a little bit about what seeds birds prefer to eat, and basically if you adhere to the KISS principle, keep it simple and safe, feed oilseed sunflower. Feed seed mixes that have less of the sorghum and milo and red millet in them that are still going to be attractive to a reasonable range of birds. Beware of scare tactics. Remember, this is a competitive marketplace, providing foods and bird feeders and various other gadgets and gizmos that are attractive to birds is a money-making business. Tens of millions of dollars in this country every year just from those kinds of activities. So you need to keep that in mind and try to be an informed and cautious and skeptical consumer. Be aware of scare tactics sometimes that are used and don't be susceptible to those. Think about the trade-offs between feeding relatively inexpensive plain beef suet from your butcher or from your supermarket compared to buying considerably more expensive, up to three times as expensive, suet seed cakes that are rendered suet, sometimes with peanut butter and sometimes with seeds mixed in. The birds surely will eat those, but you're going to be paying a premium price, and the birds are going to function just as well if you just put out plain beef suet for them. So keep these things in mind when you're feeding wild birds, and keep it simple, because I can assure you there are plenty of marketers out there that will help make it as complicated and as expensive as you're willing to let them do.